This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. On Tuesday, Bernie Sanders joined Hillary Clinton at a rally in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and formally endorsed her candidacy for the presidency, saying he would do whatever he could to make sure the Democrat gets elected. A day later, the presumptive Green Party candidate, Jill Stein, announced she is going to be speaking in Vermont this Friday. Dr. Stein joins us now to talk about why she's running for president and why she's making a pitch to win over Bernie Sanders supporters. Dr. Stein, welcome to the program.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
So you are coming to Bernie country tomorrow, just days after he formally endorsed Hillary Clinton. What are you hoping to achieve?
Well, I'm hoping to keep the movement going and to ensure people that their hard work and the amazing transformation of the political landscape that they've accomplished over the past year, that will go on. As Bernie himself said, it's a movement, not a man. And many people from Bernie's campaign are making the decision not to go back into the Democratic Party, not to support specifically a candidate that is Hillary Clinton, who represents very much the opposite of what this campaign, Bernie's campaign, has been working for. And to let people know that my campaign is here, we've been here from the start as kind of a plan B for Bernie, and I think what happened to Bernie, the sabotage of his campaign by the Democratic Party, speaks volumes about the party. The fact that you really can't have a revolutionary campaign inside of a counter-revolutionary party. So my campaign is here. It's going strong with very much of the same agenda that Bernie represented.
You, in fact, I believe, said you would drop your candidacy if Bernie Sanders wanted to come over to the Green Party and run as the Green Party candidate. Are you disappointed that he has endorsed Clinton and you say not spoken at all formally with the Green Party?
Well, you know, I think it's been pretty clear for a long time that Bernie intended to stay within the Democratic Party. He said that from the very start. And my campaign, actually the Green Party, has been working to contact Senator Sanders for many years, actually starting in the last campaign in 2012. And, you know, he's not been interested. That's not his work. That's not how he sees his work. So, you know, my hope was that the experience of the last month, where he really experienced up close and personal the very underhanded tactics of the Democratic Party that sought to silence him, that stripped voter rolls in Brooklyn, that failed to count the votes in California, that manipulated the convention in Nevada, and that had superdelegates and Super Tuesdays from the start, really tipping the playing field against grassroots politics. My hope was that with Senator Sanders being on the personal receiving end of that very unfair and underhanded system, that maybe he would change his thinking. But, you know, for reasons I can understand, he's going to stay the course inside of the Democratic Party, and he'll be very useful in his role in the Senate. But I think many of his supporters who are of a different generation, who've really experienced the Democratic Party not as the party of the New Deal, but rather the party of expanding war, the party of Wall Street bailouts, the party of all of the above, which has been a disaster for the climate, that many of these people, you know, aren't going to give up on what they've done. And Cornel West just came out and endorsed my campaign, saying that it's a race to the bottom between the greater and lesser evils, that we need to stand up. And, you know, I think it's that millennial generation that's been leading the way in Bernie's campaign, and many of them, I think, will continue leading the way to a very different political future within my campaign.
There have been reports that you've seen an uptick in donations since Sanders endorsed Clinton. Can you clarify the numbers of what you're seeing in terms of donations to your presidential campaign?
Yes, it's been a massive sea change, and frankly, we didn't exactly expect it. The first sign was that our social media began to blow up, and we went from like 8,000 new Facebook likes in a week to what's now over 50,000 new additions in the course of just a couple days. And our donations have gone up approximately by a factor of 10, with just tens of thousands of new people coming in donating the characteristic $27 donation, which is really sort of the symbol of the Bernie movement. That's what's pouring into our campaign, thousands of $27 donations. So it's very clear that this movement is going strong, and I think it's not going to give up. And the other thing I should mention, there are, you know, 42 million young people who are locked into predatory student loan debt, and that's young people, and now it's people well into middle age as well, because you just can't get out of that debt in the economy that we have. And it's important for people to realize 42 million people who have only one place to turn. I'm the only candidate who will cancel that debt like we did for the crooks on Wall Street. I say it's time to bail out the students who are the victims of that waste, fraud, and abuse on Wall Street. So if those 42 million people in debt decided to come out and effectively cancel their debt by voting for me, they would effectively do that, because 42 million is a winning plurality of the vote in a three-way race. So I'm coming to Vermont, you know, basically to thank people for having gotten this incredible movement going, and to encourage people that this movement is not over, it's going strong, and let's stick together and let's take back this future that belongs to us, that they have begun to transform. We can continue that work.
Jill Stein is running for president as a Green Party candidate. The Green Party has not held its nominating convention yet. That'll happen in early August, but she is the presumptive nominee. You just were talking, Dr. Stein, about student loan debt, and that being one of the things that you were running on, this idea of helping Americans get out of their debt from student loans. Can you describe a couple of the other tenets of your platform?
Sure. So we're calling, actually, similarly to Bernie, you know, we're saying this is an economic emergency where the economy is working for the very few. It's still an emergency for most people, in spite of the rhetoric out there that tells us we're in a recovery. For most people, it's not a recovery. We're calling for an emergency jobs program, which will actually solve, at the same time, the emergency of climate change. So in fact, we call for 20 million good wage jobs that transition us on an emergency basis to green energy, a green food system, like I heard you discussing as I was waiting for this call, a local and sustainable food system, a healthy organic food system, as well as a healthy green energy system, and a system of public transportation. And we're calling for 100% clean renewable energy by 2030. That is wind, water, and sun. That's enough time to save us from the climate crisis as we revive the economy. We call for health care as a human right. Also, in the way that Vermont has been leading the charge, we're calling for a national single-payer system through an improved Medicare for all. We call for an end, as I mentioned, to student debt, but also to police violence, and a welcoming path to citizenship, and an end to the war on drugs. And finally, I should mention, we call for a foreign policy that's based on international law and human rights rather than on economic and military domination, which has been such a catastrophe, costs us over half of our discretionary budget, approximately half of the income tax that every American is paying is going to basically the war machine. This is a crazy system. It doesn't make us more safe. It makes us less safe. So by changing to a foreign policy based on international law and human rights, we can save an enormous amount of money and put those resources into building true security here at home.
I know this is a question that third-party candidates always face with some frustration, but it is the big critique given the way our system currently works. Are you worried that you'll be a spoiler in this election and take votes from the Democrats and hand the presidency to Donald Trump?
So let me say first, what I intend to do is not split the vote, but flip the vote. so that we who are the underdog become the top dog, that is the everyday American who's really being thrown under the bus. We actually have that power. This concept of splitting the vote depends on thinking we are tiny. It's actually really important to realize how powerful we are. In the words of Alice Walker, the biggest way people give up power is by not knowing we have it to start with. 42 million people in debt is enough to win the election. And the bottom line is we have to lead the way forward. The politics of fear actually delivered everything we were afraid of. All the reasons you were told to vote for the lesser evil is exactly what we've gotten. So we say, forget the lesser evil, fight for the greater good, like our lives depend on it, because they do. We have the power to turn this around.
Jill Stein is running for president on the Green Party platform. The Green Party will hold its official nominating convention in early August. She'll be speaking in Burlington tomorrow evening at 7 at the McClure Multigenerational Center. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk with us.
Great talking with you. Thanks so much.